Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And then we find out, and of course we've known this for a while, but it's becoming more and more clear what the children of Gaza have been taught. And the question is, what impact does that have on the situation there? Well, Arik Agassi is an expert in the field of global policy and education. He's the COO and head of global partnership at the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance in School Education. Arik, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Great to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's nice to chat to you. Tell us what your, obviously you have looked into the education system in Gaza. What is it that you have found?
Yes, so we're a research and policy institute that has been analyzing state-approved textbooks for over 25 years around the world, with offices in London, Abu Dhabi, and Tel Aviv. And what we've seen is a new curriculum that was designed by the Palestinian Authority that does not control Gaza, Hamas, which has basically created from scratch content that incites violence, promotes anti-Semitism, and glorifies terrorism. And we've seen this after the Palestinian Authority has promised the European Union, its largest donor, that it will reform its curriculum after the European Union itself has criticized the content of its education system abusing EU funds to do so. And I'm happy to give some examples.
Please do.
Right. So just to a few examples for people to understand what we mean by inciting violence. Mm-hmm. In calculus for fourth grade and mathematics, instead of counting apples and pears, children are taught to count martyrs and suicide bombers that were died and were killed in Tifada. And I'm happy for any of you to go to our website and see this report. We just came back from Brussels to present this information. Newton's law of gravity is not taught by an apple falling from a tree in grade 7 science textbook to teach a physics lesson, but it's taught through a slingshot used by a Palestinian aimed at Israelis, and students are discussed and asked what are the forces of the stone as it's released from the slingshot, to teach about gravity, tensile strength of the rubber from the slingshot, and motion, to teach physics. And then we have obviously learning how to read and write. So first graders, to practice the letter H, the letter Ha in Arabic, they have to try to practice to write the words Shahid, martyr, or Hujum, attack. In a very young age of indoctrination to insert already violence into writing lessons. And it goes on to anti-Semitic notions of Jews controlling the world. There's an arm with the Star of David controlling the globe, holding the globe, like a Nazi propaganda that we've seen back in the 1930s, and glorification of terrorists as role models. So the people that they aspire to be from a very young age are not necessarily peacemakers, athletes, doctors, scientists, but people who murdered innocent civilians. Dalal Mughrabi is praised in fifth grade reading comprehension story as a role model for young kids, and she murdered 38 Israelis on a civilian bus, including 13 children, including a baby shot at it from close range. And she's discussed as a role model that children should aspire from her actions in a very detailed 10-page chapter. So what we've seen on October 7th is exactly what we see in the textbooks, and it's a manifestation of what has been in this curriculum for ages. This curriculum is new for Gaza because it's supposed to close this 18-month school gap, so they created this new curriculum from scratch, but the curriculum itself that's been around since 2016 when another reform has happened basically perpetuates the exact same messages. And if we don't deal with this education now, you can, you know, eliminate every last Hamas terrorist, but you will get another version of it in a decade's time if you don't deal with this kind of content right now.
So just remind us, who's funded the textbooks? Who pays for this?
It's primarily the European Union, through a fund called the Pegasus Fund, which pays the salaries of education civil servants, who draft and teach the curriculum. The Palestinian Ministry of Education have a body called the Palestinian Curriculum Development Center, PCDC as the acronym. And the salaries of these members who decide what goes in these textbooks and put in these examples, which is just the tip of the iceberg, which I've just conveyed, their salaries are paid by the European Union and through the 27 member states who provide money to this fund. So it's primarily the European Union plus a few other countries that directly fund the Ministries of Education budget pie.
Was any of this alerted, was any concern raised by the United Nations UNRWA?
Yes, significantly. There were extreme reactions coming from governments around this curriculum since we first brought the content to light since 2016. The United Nations report that the Colonar report from April 2024 that looked into UNRWA's neutrality has concluded, and I quote, that the curriculum used in UNRWA schools, which is the same curriculum I just described, is, quote, a grave violation of neutrality. So this was criticized by the UN. Also, the European Union itself that funds this textbook decided to conduct its own report on the curriculum based on our findings, just to have their own data and not just rely on us. Mm-hmm. And they found as well that it includes anti-Semitism and violence. And because of the findings from this report, many other nations have criticized the Palestinian Authority, the European Union's Parliament, the Danish Parliament, the U.S. government, Sweden, others have done so on and on. And this is part of the reason why on April 14th, when the EU is going to convey a meeting with the Palestinian Authority, we hope that concerns will be raised to reverse some of this content and prevent another October 7th from happening.
But just to be clear, throughout the last number of years, prior to October the 7th, 2023, UNRWA never raised this as a concern, saying, guys, you know, we're here to represent, peace.
Sorry to interrupt. Mm. Sorry to interrupt, but yes, there was. There was another UN committee for racial discrimination that raised this in 2019. There was the Swiss audit of their funding to the Palestinians have concluded the same thing about the textbooks in 2020. The Incredible. United States Government Accountability Office issued a report on behalf of the State Department to check if any U.S. funding goes to indoctrination and concluded the same thing in 2018. So we've been raising this issue and, you know, ringing the bells of what will happen if we don't deal with this curriculum. And it went completely ignored. The PA, the Palestinian Authority, doubled down on this curriculum and just said that they will continue doing so. And we all know what happened.
Please give me the name of the website again, just so any of our listeners can go to it.
With pleasure. Yeah, it's IMPACT-SE is a very long acronym for the Institute for Monitoring Peace and Cultural Tolerance from School Education. You can reach us at www.impact-se.org. And you can see many other reports on other countries in the region who did the exact opposite, by the way, of the Palestinian Authority. The UAE has reformed its curriculum to teach peace and tolerance through Islamic education, quoting from amazing Quranic scripts that promote peace towards Jews and Christians.
Arik, I do need to leave it there because we need to go to ads and then news headlines. Arik Agassi is an expert in the field of global policy. Thank you for that. This is where I love and I leave you. I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Go and make it count, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Don't be late.